Good morning, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to day 16 of the 30 Days of Thanksgiving Daily Experience. Today I would like to begin with something that made my day. I received an amazing review all the way from South Africa. Receiving such reviews makes me so happy, and I'm just amazed of what we can do with this technology and where we can reach people. It's just amazing. And since I'm an introvert, I'm not the kind to speak a lot just to hear himself. I love conversations and being empathic as well. I love hearing from you. So that's why I'm always really, really happy and grateful when I receive a review from you, because I feel that we're having a conversation much more than just me speaking to you or with you, and you might be responding in your own head, but it's always great for me to receive feedback from you and to know what you're thinking, what you like, what you don't like, what I can improve. That's very important for me. And now let me share with you this amazing review. The title goes like this: Life Changing. Thank you. And Lucindelicious goes on to say, "This podcast has changed my daily life. I see reasons to be grateful everywhere. My life is abundant and I'm much more pleasant to be around." This is just amazing, and thank you so much, Lucindelicious, for sending this review. I really, really appreciate it, and it means a lot to me. And I'm really happy that it has changed your daily life. This is exactly why I'm doing this, and exactly what I'm hoping to be able to do for as many people as possible. Once again, thank you so much. But now let's get back to our episode today, and it's about the difficulties, the periods in our life in which life was much worse than it is now. We've all been through different kinds of challenges. We've all been through periods in our lives when maybe our future didn't look so bright, or maybe we had some health issues. And in those moments, we might have felt that the world is going to end, that our world is going to end one way or another, and it didn't. Somehow we were able to overcome those challenges, we were able to get back on our feet, and maybe even stronger and better than we were before those experiences. There are periods in our life when bad things happen, when we have challenges, when there are things that have a really profound impact on us, or certain negative things keep stacking up one on top of the other, this little bad thing and that little bad thing, and they end up being quite a lot to handle. You may be going through this right now. What I think that these experiences are teaching us is that even though in these moments we only see the bad and we only see the negative things around us, there is hope. We've been through similar experiences in the past, and somehow it all worked out. So keep having hope, keep trusting that things will work out. And right now, let's give thanks for those moments in which things did work out. So, what was the last big challenge that you had that you thought it was insurmountable, that it was very hard to handle, or that left you with little hope for the future, and you actually found a way to overcome it and to get maybe even stronger and even better? What is that experience? It may be a breakup, It may be losing someone dear to your heart. It may be losing a job. Or other experiences that you had. Somehow you found a way to overcome that difficult situation, and maybe even to find ways to thrive, to become even happier and even stronger as a person. In those moments, helping you with this might have been your friends, your family, or just your faith, your belief that God has a plan for you, that you're not alone, and that one way or another, things are going to work out. Give thanks for everyone that helped you in those situations. Be thankful for yourself for being able to overcome those difficult situations and being able to move on, being able to become stronger than the situation. I'm sure that you can find at least one such situation. It might not be very easy, because after we go through a difficult situation and we overcome it, we get used to the new level, to things being okay or things being good, and we forget that we actually had it much worse, and we sometimes forget to give thanks, to be grateful for the fact that things are going great. And I want us to use this time to acknowledge this. It may have been that you had difficulties regarding your finance or your marriage or health issues of your own, of your close family, maybe your parents or your children. Let's give thanks today for having the strength to deal with these kinds of situations, for receiving the help that we needed, whether that's from friends, family, strangers, doctors, professionals of different sorts. And let's give thanks for the lessons that we learned from those difficult experiences. Let's acknowledge the things that we've learned, how those experiences made us realize new things, how those experiences made us stronger, made us better people one way or another. Let's see the gift in those challenges and let them empower us. For instance, just yesterday I had an interview with a Swami. He's American, but he studied with a guru in India. And he discovered spirituality after an unfortunate event. Both of his parents died in a car accident at age 18. So when he was 18, he lost both of his parents. And that led him to seek answers, to get involved into spirituality, into Ayurveda. And that led to him inspiring thousands and thousands of people during his career. It's sometimes the difficult situations that inspire us to do something meaningful with our life and inspire other people to do the same. So let's appreciate our difficult experiences. Let's appreciate the fact that we overcame them, that we have lots of difficult situations that we've been through and that we've managed to overcome, and that those situations led to who we are today and to all of our beauty as human beings and to all of our power and strength to carry on and to lead better lives each day. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Thank you, Lucendelicious, for your review once again. And thank you so much for spreading the word about my work, about the Gratitude Podcast, and for sharing this episode and other episodes of the Gratitude Podcast. I really, really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much for doing this. Have an amazing day, and don't forget to keep seeking gratitude.